Hello and welcome to Future Steps Creative, the podcast that talks about entrepreneurship and online business strategy. This is the very, very first episode. So caveat, I will make some mistake or mess things up in some way. So do forgive me. This episode is going to be me just talking about why I've started this podcast, what's my background, what's the story behind what I'm doing and where I'm headed as well, and to let you know what to expect in this podcast. My name is Marlon McPherson. I'm an entrepreneur. I am a brand strategist as well as someone that does a lot of content. I'm a media producer and content creator. So I'm going to be sharing some of the insights into what I do and things that I've learned over the years from working in-house in various capacities, in positions of marketing and doing various marketing campaigns as well in-house. I also worked as a freelance designer doing web design as well as doing some branding. So a lot of these experiences have been very helpful with me starting out doing my own business as well. And for the last 5 years or so, I've been full-time doing working for myself basically and doing various ventures, having various projects out there. Just to give you some backstory on me, I've always had this entrepreneurial streak in me. I started out pretty young, testing the waters from, I guess, when I was a teenager. There's things like I used to have a games arcade in my local community where I was selling games or having people pay to play games on my PlayStation and things like that. And it gave me a taste of what it was like to earn my own money, offering some kind of service or product for myself. But even before that, I was always hanging around people that were business people. So my dad, for example, he's been running his own business, and his dad brought him up like that in the family business. And I also ended up helping out. We ran a bakery. It's still in operation now. My uncle runs that. But I, as a teenager, had to spend some time within the business, helping out, making sure that the vehicles are being checked off when they go out to sell the baked products. They sold to the local community, to the local shops, so they could then sell on at retail prices. And I remember just handling lots of money coming back in and having to have the responsibility of making sure that the stock that goes out is accounted for and staff is being taken care of and that kind of thing. And that was quite an insightful thing into the entrepreneurship. Also, both my granddads were like business people. So I've always seen the freedom that comes with, and I quite enjoyed that aspect of it. But I also saw the responsibility of it, where you have a lot on your shoulders. If you don't do the work that you need to do to keep the business going and to make sure things are ticking over, then things can just fall apart. And one of the things that you quickly realizes that you have to have some kind of system, some kind of process to work by, and just make sure that things are always being accounted for and that you're aware of what's happening at every single step of the way when it comes on to doing the work or having the business run. Now, if you're watching this as a vidcast, you'll probably see me looking down. I do have my phone here where I have notes that I might be looking at from time to time so I don't go off course. So fast forward to now 2019, and I'm, like I said, running my own business online. I offer services in branding, and I also have some related services as well around content marketing. I also have other projects that bring in passive income where I sell digital products. And part of what I do is to help people to do some of the exact same things that I'm doing. Now, as I've been learning about various techniques and things over the years that's helped me to get to where I am now, I feel like I'm in a position to share some of these insights with you so that you can go ahead and utilize those same things if you're looking to start your own online business, or if you're already running a business online but you just need to level up and grow a bit more and to smooth things out a bit so you can have more control over what you're doing and increase, you know, the conversions or increase whatever it is that you're doing, have a better return on your investment, then hopefully you might be able to pick up some tips and tricks from me. I'm continuing to learn and grow, and I'm doing this as a solo entrepreneur at the time of making this recording. So there's a lot for me to still learn. And as I learn these things, I'll be sharing some insights with you as well. But going forward, I will be doing the next few episodes, hopefully, on building an online business. And I'm going to be starting from talking about what ways you can actually build an online business, what type of ideas you can come up with, and what how you can approach it, essentially. And obviously, I have a lot of experience within web design, as I used to freelance as a web designer. So I'll be talking about some of the tools and systems that I'm using to run my own websites, so you can also have an understanding of how that works as well. And let's see here. So I'm going to be talking about content marketing, which is what I primarily do. That's how I primarily market my business. And in fact, this podcast, part of the reasons behind starting this podcast is to do content marketing, which is me producing a lot of content, whether it's a podcast, a video, writing a blog post, and sharing that on the internet with anyone who wants to connect with that information. They're searching for this information, and you'll be able to discover who I am, and you'll be able to consume the information that I have, and hopefully at some point do some business with me as well. So that's how essentially it all works, right? So I'll be giving you some insights into that as well, and show you maybe some behind the scenes, or talk to you about some behind the scenes of how my system works. So anyway, this podcast is going to be a vidcast on YouTube. So you'll find that for the time being at Marlon McPherson. So it would be youtube.com/Marlon McPherson. And it will be going out on Stitcher and on Apple Podcasts eventually as well. So please subscribe to the YouTube channel, and check the notification bell so you don't miss out on the new episodes. I'll also be doing some additional videos in addition to the podcast. These could be tutorials or demo videos of things that I won't necessarily be doing on the podcast. And also, if you have the Stitcher app, or if you're on an iPhone or an iOS device, you can look for it within the store as well. So you can subscribe on those platforms also. And whilst you're at it, just leave me some feedback so I can know how things are going. If it's helping you, if it's not helping you, obviously let me know what I can do to improve. And I'll try my best to bring you the best content that I can possibly bring you. So that's as far as the backstory behind with me and what I'm doing, and where I'm trying to head with this as well. I'm trying to help as many people as I can. So part of the reasons of creating content is to give away lots of free information and lots of free resources. So that's what I'm doing to be able to make some kind of impact on whoever is tuned into these podcasts. Now, what does it take in 2019 to start an online business? And I've got three things that I want to talk about, three points that I want to make here, and then I'm going to wrap this episode up so you can have a think about that. So one of the first things that you need to do is to think carefully about whether or not you have the right traits to be an online entrepreneur, or to just be an entrepreneur full stop. Now, the traits that I would say that you need to have is, first of all, some people are cut out just to be guided by someone else. Some people don't have that sense of responsibility, that sense of that drive to be able to run their own businesses. And they much rather have someone pay them a fixed fee on a monthly, weekly, or however many times per month you get paid. So on a regular basis, you want to have a set amount of money coming in, and you want to be able to live within that. Now, that can be great to have that consistency and have that that security behind you. However, that can also be very restrictive, because not only do you not choose most of the times what you get to do as work, you also have a limit on how much you can make in certain jobs, right? Or in most jobs anyway, you have a limit on what you can make. You don't have the same freedom over your time as if you work for yourself. And these are some of the things that drew me to entrepreneurship, right? I've worked for companies and at the same time worked as a freelancer. And I would say that I much prefer the freedom of being a freelancer. Well, when I was being a freelancer, I much, much preferred that freedom. Now I'm a business owner and I'm having, I'm diversifying my income and I'm putting lots of things in place that is able to balance the boat. So if one thing doesn't work out 1 month or 1 week, something else will pick up the slack, so to speak. Now, I would encourage you to think carefully as to whether entrepreneurship is for you in the first place. But if you've already started looking up all this information and you feel that entrepreneurship is for you or you want to run your own business, there's three things that I want to tell you to consider here. First of all, resilience. You need to be able to stand the test of failure. So if you are constantly doing whatever it takes that you need to do and things are not necessarily immediately working out, do you have the resilience to continue plowing on and to continue being persistent at what you do? This is something that is definitely something that is required, because as you probably know, most of the businesses that start up within a year, they fail. And I can't remember the exact stat, but it's quite a high percentage. And the reason for that is that a lot of people romanticize about the idea about running their own business or starting out as an entrepreneur, but they don't realize how much work is involved and they're not necessarily willing to do the work. They don't want to do necessarily all the hard work. So what they end up doing is trying to pass responsibility onto other people who might not have the same the same amount of investment as they do in the business. And as such, they don't pay attention to the things that they're meant to pay attention to, and things end up going downhill. So you need to definitely have resilience. The next thing I would say is the choice that you make of what you do is important. So choosing the right business, the right thing to do, the right service to offer, the right product to sell, you need to make sure that that's something you can get up day in, day out and do without feeling burnt out. You need to make sure what you're doing, you're happy with, and it gives you energy doing those things. And that is one of the most important things that I would say that determines whether or not you become successful at what you do and not give up too easily. The last thing that I want to mention here is being motivated. You have to have something that's motivating you. You know, you want to be able to look forward to something specific. You don't want to just be blowing in the wind and hoping for the best. So it's a good idea to make some goals and to look at the reasons behind why you do what you do. Is it so you can save? Is it so you can have more flexibility with your time, so you can spend time with your family, your friends, your loved ones? Is it so that you can get the house on the hill? Is it so that you can take half a year off because you've made so much money in 6 months that you don't necessarily need to work a full 12 months? Is it so that you can send your children to private school? You know, so you must have something that you can write down that is achievable, to say like, this is what I'm going for. Making some sort of goal is always useful. So those are the three points that I'm going to leave you with in this episode. Again, please tune in to the future episodes of the podcast by subscribing to the YouTube channel and by also subscribing on Apple Podcasts and on Stitcher. The next episode we'll be talking about some more things about starting up an online business and what are the options you can take for starting up an online business. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening. You can reach me on marlonmacpherson.com and on the social media platforms. I'm at Marlon Direct. So that's on Instagram, on Facebook, and on YouTube as well. It's at Marlon Direct. Well, actually, on YouTube, it is /Marlon Macpherson. So connect with me on these platforms and engage with me, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Speak to you soon.